Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbaro, one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this today's video, I really want to focus on the deal that we just closed. Jake and I just closed a 33 unit. That comes on the heels of closing a 67 unit deal back in July. We closed a 62 unit back in August, and we closed a 4 unit back in April. And in this video specifically, I want to discuss with you and really show you how we've been able to attract deal flow in a market typically where everyone's clamoring there's not enough deals out there. That's the first thing I want to focus on this lesson. And the second part is how do we buy it and how do we incorporate the buy right, the manage right, and the finance right into this deal to make it, I would say, a life-changing deal. Even for myself, I own over 1,800 units with Jake, but these 33 units, I want to show you how 33 units, and to some of you that may be a small deal, and to some of you that may be unfathomable, but 33 units can change your life. One deal. What does one deal look like to you? It could be life-changing or it could be just another deal on the conveyor belt that's going to print money for you. So let me start off by saying the buy right. When we looked at this 2008 build, number one on the checklist is the vintage. We really fell in love and really attracted the vintage. As I'm talking, what I want you to be doing right now is thinking about what your buy right criteria is. If you're in single family homes, if you're in mobile home parks, if you're in self storage, whatever real estate niche you're in, you need to have a criteria to buy these assets. Unfortunately, fortunately, it does change over time as market cycles start cycling. When Jake and I started back in 2011, the cycle at that time was a buyer's market. We were buying much older assets because of how high their cap rates were and how much value we were able to add. And the price points were very low. As the market ran up, and as we've seen over the last several years, those C properties became 4 caps instead of 8 and 9 caps that we were buying with 10% cash on cash returns. Now, there's nothing wrong until the market changes like it did, then 4 caps for 7 of these properties become foreclosures. The market cycle has shifted. Those older assets now demand higher cap rates. Owners are having problems selling them. And if you can't buy them for the right price, that's why Jake and I have decided over the last couple of years to buy assets with a newer vintage. So first and foremost, what kind of assets are you targeting? This asset was a 33 unit. One of the units was a single family home, which was phenomenal, great shape, mixes of 2s and 3 bedrooms. We love that unit mix. The unit mix is phenomenal for the area. The next step, it was not in a flood zone. And as you see what's going on with these natural disasters taking place, just to take a moment to say some, you know, heartfelt thoughts and prayers for all the people in North Carolina that have their lives totally devastated. And some of them weren't even in flood zones. And when you're looking at underwriting deals, if the deal is in a flood zone, I'm not saying that's a deal killer. Just look at what the insurance is going to cost you. And that event does happen. It's going to be a real problem to take care of because you're going to have a lot of damage, a lot of devastation, a lot of displaced people. So understanding that when we're looking at deals, it's not that flood zones are an absolute no, but we know they're going to be more cost prohibitive and there's more risk. It really comes down to the function of the price, remember? So understanding that. So we're looking at the unit mix we love. We love the vintage of 2008. Anything 1980s or newer for us right now that has brick, pitch roofs, we really like that. We also like the fact that the median income was really high. It was above $70,000 on this asset. Anything above $50,000 in our market, we're going to look at it. Anything below that, it's not that we're going to say no. Once again, you need to understand if you're getting it for the right price and you can add value, and then thinking about your exit strategy, are you going to hold it for the long term in an older asset, older part of the market, lower median income, or are you going to flip it? Understanding that's important. Going into this, the buy right criteria for us on this asset was also, and this is some mistake that most newer investors make, they don't have an exit plan for this asset. Our exit plan for this asset is pretty simple. We're going to buy this thing. We're going to rehab this thing. We're going to refinance this thing and hold it long term because of all of the aforementioned, the unit mixes of the 2s and 3s. Also, we like the amenities. There's washer, dryer, hookups in these units. and their townhome style apartments, which lends itself to more of the apartment home than just the garden style apartments. Nothing wrong with garden style apartments. We own them. But when we saw this townhome, boom. So let me rip it off to you once again, what our buy right criteria is. And as I'm saying it, I want you to formulate your own. And why is it important to have a buy right criteria? Simply put, when you have a buy right criteria, you can convey that to your investors. You can convey that to the brokers because our broker brought us this deal. This is the third deal that she brought us this year, and she brought us two deals last year because she knows our buy right. When this thing hit the market, same day, she called Jake up and says, I've got a deal for you. That's why it's important to understand, to be able to discuss your buy right criteria and let the brokers know. New vintage, great median income, no flood zone, 2 and 3 bedroom apartments, love the unit mix, washer dryer hookups, an asset that really has very little, in this case, exterior deferred maintenance on this property. Very little. We're going to need to spend some money on the turns, but in an average turn between $5,000 and $7,000, we're budgeting for that. Now, you may be saying to yourself, huh, what did you guys pay for this thing? 33 units, $4.5 million. It was $136,000 per unit with the home. Now, I'm looking at the numbers here because I want to make sure I got the numbers exactly. We have average rents coming in at $1,150, so it's below the 1% rule. But once we rehab it and reposition it, then it will become above the 1% rule where average rents are going to be about $1,500. We'll be into this for maybe $145,000 per unit once it's repositioned, and rents are going to be at $1,500. And the great thing about an asset like this is as we jump into the manage right, let's start positioning ourselves into what manage right looks like on this asset. We're taking it over with 6 vacants already because we're going to go like gangbusters. Rents are really low. They're averaging $1,100. For the 2s and 3s, our 2s should be able to get $1,495. So we already have vacants in place that we're going to start targeting right away. And as new units come up in this kind of asset, it's very difficult to take a resident from $1,195 to $1,595 or $1,495. We're probably going to do a non-renewal on it and take the unit over. But we have 6 to start with. So that's the manage right. Repositioning as many as you can. And as you reposition them, you start moving in new residents. Now, the finance right component on this asset was another really great thing that we've been doing over the last 2 years. We're using credit unions right now. This is right before rates dropped. The community banks have not been very competitive with us over the past 18 months. They just haven't. This credit union is giving us 6.75%, 1 year of interest only. They're giving us a 25-year amortization. And it's an 80% loan to cost. So what we ended up doing was we got $400,000 of debt in the loan itself, baked into the loan to cost. We need to come up with $1.2 million, 26% down, and $400,000 for the rehab. So we're budgeting, let's say, around $10,000 per unit, which is a little bit conservative because, like I said, parking lots look great. Mechanicals are new. Siding looks great. The roofs look great. So this is more for the interior. So we're giving ourselves a little bit of a buffer. And for those of you out there that are newer to the game, and even those of you that are a little bit of experience, don't be afraid to put a little bit more money in CapEx. The worst thing that you could do is under budget for an asset. And then all of a sudden you're ready to go and you've got 33 units and you're halfway through the renovations and you run out of money. And then you become a motivated seller. You don't want to do that. Properly prepare. What's important also with multifamily that you need to understand. I was out at my house last week in the country. We've got chickens. We've got a barn, 5.5 acres. When that storm rolled in, we got a ton of wind. And I was out there all week working and preparing. And we're putting a garden there. As a multifamily investor, I want you to think of yourself as the farmer. You know, when you're going out there and you're taking care of your home, you don't see immediate results. As you're planting the garden, you're planting seeds. You need to water those seeds. You need to nurture those seeds. You need to actually have those plants grow. And then you get a harvest. Well, this 33-unit property is the same exact metaphor as you being a farmer. We're buying this property. From day one, there's no cash flow on this asset because of the price point. We're paying a little bit more than what it would be worth on a cap rate, but we know our pro forma numbers will allow us to cash flow between $200 and $300 per unit. I think on the higher end, $300 because of the unit mixes. That's why we love those unit mixes. So if you're thinking to yourself, there's a lot of work on the front end, well, that's what a farmer does. A farmer takes a lot of the risk on the front end. If he's got bad weather, if it's cold, if the seeds don't germinate, they don't sprout, if there's a bunch of weeds, if it's too hot, if there's a drought, then he doesn't have a harvest and he loses and there's a lot of risk. Very similar to multifamily, but we can control different levers. And for us, we're being farmers. We're buying this 33 unit. We're buying it properly. We're buying it with our buy right criteria. That's what I want you all to do. We have a manage right plan. And if you want to learn more on how to manage your assets, become an asset manager, property manager, I want you to reach out to us. It's 865-800-3905, or just go to jakeandgino.com/apply. We've helped hundreds of students learn how to manage their portfolio, because it seems as if students, for the most part, they can buy okay. Financing, they always pay more on their first or second deal unless they get mentored. We share all our resources with them. We share our mortgage brokers. We tell them what to look out for. But where most people fail is the manager portion. That's where you make the money, the operations. This is not just an asset where you're operating, where you're creating value through renovations. We're going to be doing that because we're going to be raising rents. But operationally, they're running it inefficiently. Management expenses too high. Contract expenses are too high. Labor's too high. So we're looking at it from that perspective, from both parts of manage right. So understanding the manage right is truly important. jakeandgino.com/apply. And the third component is the finance right. Once you put all three of these components together, that's how you're going to buy deals. And what I want to leave you off with is this is truly important. One of the biggest differences between being in single family or residential and multifamily is you need to connect with the brokers in your market. And that's what we've done over the years, whether it's through the Jake and Gino brand, whether it's through our various events, whether it's through outreach, doing property tours. It is incumbent upon you to get your name on that broker's list. So when you have a deal in the market that pops and you have your buy right criteria and you have your business plan and your finance right and your investors lined up, when the broker calls you for that deal, you know it's a good deal. You don't need to spend 3 hours underwriting this deal. It literally took us 10 minutes to understand that the asset was priced at $4.75 million, which was a little high. We went back at $4.5 million. We locked it up the same day. We knew exactly what our business plan was. And guess what? The best part about that is our broker loves us. That next deal that comes, it's going to be a lot easier for her to bring it to us because we executed on this one and we executed on the two previous. So if there's any homework for this lesson, as you're getting into multifamily or you are in multifamily, make sure that you reach out to all brokers in your market, get on their lists, just Google multifamily brokers, get on their lists, contact information. And if you haven't reached out to them in a while, let's say you haven't gone on there, you've gone on there, but you haven't, just go on their listings, see if they have any listings and start doing property tours or start asking them questions about their deals, because you need to make these connections with the brokers, because I will promise you, right now, there are deals to be had. As interest rates are dropping, as sellers start having that psychology, as we get past the elections and things start to stabilize and normalize, and as we start heading more, what I think, into a deeper recession, there are going to be buying opportunities out there. That's how you use the buy right, the manage right, the finance right. Now, if you like this video, give me a big thumbs up. Give me a like. Subscribe to the channel, because I put out content every single week, specifically on building a business, scaling your multifamilies, and we have the Jake and Gino show as well. I want to thank you for taking part of your day and listening to us about building your multifamily portfolio and how one deal can change your life, can be an everlasting change in your life, and how one deal can transform your life. Thanks again, and I'll see you on next week's How-To.